good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we'll start in New York this morning. Well, there's a budget, although New York state lawmakers are preparing to cast their votes today on key education and ethics provisions in the state budget ahead of the critical deadline tonight at midnight. You have been talking about your skepticism of deals from the Moreland Commission and on, and most recently on this budget negotiation, saying the governor would claim victory while getting a lot less. And those are exactly the headlines that are appearing in the papers this morning, including The Times, which says Cuomo gets timely New York budget but pays price.
Yeah, you know, David, the Rocky syndrome, you put your hands up over your head and you say, we have achieved ethics reform. Now, this governor is a guy who has said again and again that transparency should be the hallmark of his administration. When he was attorney general, he hired the incredible Blair Horner to make sure Operation Sunrise or some such name would be open and the government would be antiseptic. But here we sit with a budget agreement and we don't still know really what's in it. We're getting little leaks and little tiny peaks, but in the end, we don't know. We hear rumors. We hear that, for example, in his ethics disclosure bill, which is long touted, everybody's going to have to tell us everything about their clients, except if they don't like to tell us. And then they can go to another committee, and the other committee can go to another committee, I don't know. And they can tell us that because of personal issues, the lawyer doesn't have to tell us everything. Or if the lawyer is part of a bigger firm and the money comes to the firm, but not directly to the lawyer, then it doesn't count. You know, these are the kinds of things that have been around for a long time. And if that's what's been achieved, I think there's going to be a certain amount of skepticism. But the way they're playing it is, as I say, the Rocky syndrome. We won. We got ethics reform. And I'm sure they got a little something. But I got news for you. When the smoke clears, I think we can have a much better picture of what this is all about.
And now with education, the president of New York's largest teachers union, Allen, is urging parents to opt their children out of next month's standardized math and English test. The battle goes on there.
That's right. Merrill Tisch, the head of the Board of Regents, basically says this is a bad thing. And, you know, we need to have the testing. There's a presumption that you test in order to find out how your people are doing. But there is the specter of dark music playing in the background, because really this is all about Andrew Cuomo and his war with the teachers. And, you know, the fact that he is trying to hold teachers responsible for kids not learning. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you one more time. One of our wonderful teachers goes into an area where there is no learning going on or very little because of parental concerns, because of the fact that people aren't really helping in the homes, because of all of the societal issues. It's not fair to take those hero teachers and to say to them, we're going to test those kids, and if they don't test well, you're out. Those are the heroes, those teachers who go in and take those tough assignments. Anybody can teach in Scarsdale.
Let's go to Massachusetts, finally, Alan, where prosecutors have rested their case against Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev with gruesome autopsy photos of people who died in the 2013 terror attack. Now Tsarnaev's lawyers get a chance to present their case. We know from polls that even Bostonians don't want the death penalty.
Now, this is really all about the death penalty. They've already admitted, the defense, that their guy did it. They say, of course, that his older brother, which may be true, instigated it, but it doesn't much matter. You know, the fact is, the thing that holds most people back on the death penalty is that there have been a lot of people who have been accused who didn't do it. In this case, we know who did it. And yes, you are right, that the people of Massachusetts don't like the death penalty. So, you know, there is this public policy debate, and it'll be interesting to see what a federal jury has to say about whether he gets the death penalty or not.